Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus, and my name is Reverend Miles V. Smith, Jr. I'm your host on this morning, amen, and we're going to be talking about the doctrine of the devil, the payday, the doctrine of the devil, the payday. My scripture devotional scripture is coming from Philippians chapter 2, starting from verse 9-10. The scripture reads as follows: Wherefore God also has highly, verse 10, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow, of things in heaven and things in earth and the things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Heavenly Father, we just thank you and we magnify you. We glorify your mighty name, Father, as our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We just ask that you will continue to give us knowledge. You will continue to give us wisdom of your will. Oh, Father, we just thank you for being the elect. We just thank you for your suffering. We thank you for your cross. We thank you for all that you have given us as disciples, learners of your word. Oh God, we just thank you in Jesus' mighty name that we pray. Amen. Amen. God bless you all. Amen. I have not been with you. Amen. I have been under the weather. Still was under the weather, but doing better. God bless you. Amen. Amen. So we'll start in this series. Amen. The doctrine of the devil, amen, the payday, amen. So whether you believe it or not, there is going to be a payday, amen, hallelujah, amen. And what I mean by a payday, amen, just as the Bible said, amen, every knee, amen, don't care who you is, who you think you is, or what kind of big shot you think you is, But every knee is going to bow before Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. Whether you believe that or not. Amen. The scriptures say every knee is going to bow before God. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Every knee, he said, the things in heaven, things in earth, and the things under earth. Hallelujah. So nobody is going to get away from bowing their knee. Amen. Hallelujah. And the word bow is an interesting word because it just don't mean to kneel on a knee. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. It's talking about bending in honor or worship. Bending in honor or worship. Amen. Hallelujah. So you decide whether or not you want to bend as a son or as a sinner. Amen. As a son or as a sinner. Amen. Hallelujah. But God has his elect, his learners that have been learned in his word. Amen. So that you'll be able to understand there is those that are predestined, amen, unto his word, amen, unto his call. And those that's going to be cast away, amen, hallelujah. You, amen, that is listening to all of these that are preaching the doctrine of the devil. And the doctrine of the devil is the spread of fortunes, the preaching of materialistic things. Amen. Hallelujah. God never said that you was going to be rich. Amen. But I know that a lot of preachers got you believing that you're going to be rich. And, amen, I know he thanked you, the preachers got you believing that you blessed in this and you blessed in that, amen. But most people don't even know what the word bless means. Most Christians don't know what the word bless means, amen, man. You find in the scripture that the word bless sometimes come from eulogia and sometimes it come from Macarius, amen. Eulogia means that somebody is speaking well of you. You ain't doing it. Somebody else is speaking well of you. Hallelujah. So how are you going to say you blessed? You can't. Somebody else have to say that you blessed. Amen. Now, Macarius mean that you happy, you content in what position God have you in. Amen. If you seeking riches, you're not content. Amen. If you sad coming to church, and if you sad on a daily basis, you're not blessed. Oh, God. Hallelujah. So I'm sick of people, amen, saying that they blessed because they have a car or because they have a house or because they have a little change in their pocket. You don't even know what the word bless means. You need to start studying and reading the Bible, listening to these preachers with the doctrine of the devil. Amen. Oh, God. Hallelujah. They got these demonians. Amen. Hallelujah. And which they call it, these fairy tale demons. Oh, God. Hallelujah. That they preaching about. And you believe in every word. There's going to be a payday, amen, for all of you that believe in these fairy tale demons that these preachers are speaking of, amen. Hallelujah. The Bible says, Galatians chapter 6, amen, starting at verse 7. He said, be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever the man soweth, that shall he also reap. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. You're not going to lift up your nose at God. Amen. In mockery. Amen. That's what that word is talking about. Amen. You're not going to lift up your nose with God at God. Amen. You're not going to make fun of his name. Amen. Hallelujah. Listen to what he said. He said in verse 8. He said, for he that soweth to the flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. But he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. This is not talking about money. The preachers got the church so blind, they can read anything and say it's money and the church will believe it, because we so stupid and ignorant and blind. Instead of reading for ourselves, we believe it. Two things he wants you to understand. He said, for he that soweth to the flesh, if you sow to this world, to the flesh, to carnality, if you sow to it, amen, you're going to reap flesh. You're going to reap corruption, which is flesh. Hallelujah. Everything that's part of this world is corrupt. The money is corrupt. Amen. Hallelujah. The people that's having the money is corrupt. Amen. Can I get a witness? All of your officials is corrupt. Amen. Hallelujah. All of it is corrupt because it's in the world, and the world is corrupt. Oh, God. Hallelujah. He said, but if you sow to the Spirit, shall the Spirit, you shall the Spirit reap life everlasting. He's not talking about money everlasting, life everlasting. Oh, God, he's talking about the Spirit realm. Oh, God, hallelujah. Life. Life everlasting. He's talking about an everlasting kingdom of God. Oh, God. The kingdom is twofold. It's spiritually and physically at the end of time when the last trumpet blows. Oh, God. Hallelujah. We need to stop listening to these devils, amen, hallelujah. Stop listening to these devils deceive us and give us all of this craziness, hallelujah. Amen, we need to stop, church. Read for ourselves. Understand for ourselves so that we can be able to understand, amen, that we've been bamboozled. We've been deceived, amen. Oh, God, hallelujah. Oh, the word deceive is plain old, to be led away from the truth, to be seduced under, fall away, amen. Hallelujah, in error. Error, because you do not know your way around the doctrine of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. So that you being deceived. Amen. How are you being deceived, church? Oh, God. How are you being deceived? Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. God's word is good. Oh, God, hallelujah, a stronghold in the time of need. And he knows them that trust in him. Nahum 1 and 7, hallelujah. Let's go to Romans 16. Romans 16. Amen. Verse 17 and 18, how is you going to be deceived? The scripture says this. Now I beseech you, Amen, brethren. Mark them. Amen. Amen. Point them out. Amen. Mark them which cause divisions and offenses contrary to the doctrine in which ye have learned. And avoid them. Amen. You got to mark them. Amen. Point them out. Know who they are that cause contrary to your doctrine. For they are such served not the Lord Jesus Christ, but their own belly, amen, and by good words, smooth words, and fair speeches, and spare speeches, and smooth speech, deceive the heart of the simple, deceive the heart of the simple, amen. He's talking about somebody that's pure in heart, don't know the doctrine. They don't know the word of God. They're innocent because they have not learned what's going on in the doctrine. Oh, God. They are going to be deceived. I'm telling you, it's a payday, amen. Every knee is going to be bowed before Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Oh, God, hallelujah. Oh, whether you know or not, amen, whether you know the scripture or not, you still have to bow before the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And you listening to these men with these smooth and flattering speeches, amen, hallelujah. And they're going to deceive the simple, amen, the innocent, amen, that do not know the word of God, hallelujah. I just come by today to let you know, church, amen, that we need to be as a church to understand God's will, understand what he wants from us, and understand why he has called us to his marvelous light. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, God, he has called us to his marvelous light. Hallelujah. God is good. I'm telling you, he's good. But you have to know how good he is. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, God. To, amen. We're going to give you two witnesses here. So we're going to go to 2 Peter chapter 2. Amen. 2 Peter chapter 2. Starting at verse 18, the scripture reads as follows. For when they speak great swelling words of vanity, they are lured through the lust of the flesh, meaning they lure you because they know your desires to want things in this earth. So they lure you with these speeches, with these goody two-shoes speeches, so that you can fall victim to their venoms. Hallelujah. They are scorpions in which the revelations call them. They are scorpions. Oh, God, hallelujah. The Bible says they lure you through your flesh, through man's wantonness, amen. Those that were clean escape, amen, from them who live in error. While they promise them liberty, they themselves are servants of corruption. For of whom a man is overcome, of the same he is brought in bondage. Amen. Oh, God. Hallelujah, church. We need to get on the good foot. Amen. We need to get on the good foot. This doctrine been along for a long while. It been here for a while, church. It's not just coming. They've been preaching this from the beginning. Amen. Oh, God. Satan preached it to Eve. Amen. And Eve gave it to her husband. Amen. That's the reason why all the ancients had female deities. Amen. Oh, God. Hallelujah. They had female deities until Nimrod started conquering the earth. Amen. Hallelujah. And when Nimrod started conquering the earth, he turned on God because of his righteousness. Amen. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Nimrod built his empire, amen, upon riches, amen. Oh, God. So what I want to do, I want to take you back to the beginning, amen, to the tower, amen, of Babylon, which was the city, the mother of all cities, amen, hallelujah. Oh, God, in Jesus' name. Oh, God, hallelujah. I'm going to go to verse 4. The scripture says this. And they said, go to, let us build a city and a tower whose top may reach unto the heaven. Amen. And let us make us a name, lest we be scattered abroad among the face of the whole earth. Amen. And the Lord came down to see the city and the tower, which the children of men built. And the Lord said, behold, the people is one. Amen. And they have all one language, amen, and this they began to do, and now nothing will be restrained from them, which they have imagined to do. Go to, let us go down, and there conform their language, that they may be, they not understand one another's speech. So the Lord scattered them abroad from his upon the face of the earth, and they left off to build this city. Therefore is the name of this called Babel, amen, because of the Lord did confound the language of all the earth, and from henceforth did the Lord scatter abroad among the face of the earth. That's why this city is called Babel, because of what God did to the speech. Amen. Amen. But where we get the word tower from is Megdal. Amen. And the word tower don't mean what you think it means. It's not talking about a building, church. It's not talking about a building. The preachers is not preaching this right. Amen. The word tower is talking about a podium, a pulpit. Amen. He's talking about a podium, a pulpit. If you look at the Pope, when the Pope preached to the city, he sat out on a podium, amen, high above the people. That's how they did in the ancient days. And this was a pulpit. We use a different pulpit that's called a podium today. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. And the word language is not what the preacher was talking about. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Their language was their glossa. A glossa is a dialect. Amen. Hallelujah. A dialect that they turned into a doctrine. Amen. Hallelujah. And the doctrine was the doctrine. Amen. Amen. Oh, he said they was going to make themselves a name. The name, the word name is where you get authority or fame from. Here is fame, amen. They wanted fame, just like the people want fame today. They want to hear the preachers preach about riches. They want to hear the preachers preach about money. They want to hear the preachers preach about houses. They want to hear them preach about cars. They want to hear them preach about zoo suits. They want to hear them preach about looking nice and getting nice things. And all of this mess, I've come by to let you know today that you and I have a payday. Oh, God, we have a payday today. We have a payday tomorrow. We have a payday, church. And whatsoever you sow it, you gonna reap. Amen. If you wanna sow these richest things in this corrupted world, you gonna reap it when the last trump is sown. If you wanna sow righteousness in the honor of our God, you're going to sow it at the last trumpet.